It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. For the past 3 years, ProPublica reporters Tracy Weber and Charles Ornstein have been investigating the sometimes cozy relationship between drug companies and doctors. Their reporting has revealed that some doctors receive thousands of dollars a year promoting pharmaceutical products in speeches all over the country. In New York and New Jersey, doctors and other institutions have received at least $195 million from 15 companies. This information is available in a search database called Dollars for Docs on the ProPublica website. Joining us now to talk about it is Charles Ornstein. Charles, hi.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Your story reveals that 22 doctors have made more than $500,000 working for 15 different drug companies. What exactly are they being paid to do?
So these doctors are being paid for delivering promotional talks and for consulting on behalf of the companies. But that $500,000 is probably an understatement because many of these companies are just starting to disclose their payments, so they haven't done so for all of the past 4 years. And these doctors also speak for other companies that haven't yet started to release their payments.
Now, your database shows the names of doctors and how much money they've received from drug companies. How was all of this information made public? I'm assuming they didn't want it made public.
So the push for transparency began several years ago. Several pharmaceutical companies have settled massive whistleblower lawsuits with the federal government that accuse them of promoting their drugs for unapproved uses. And in addition to paying hundreds of millions, and in some cases billions of dollars, these companies agreed to begin reporting publicly the payments that they made to physicians, how much they were, and what categories they fell into. And those are being made on websites of these individual pharmaceutical companies.
Now, you wrote about Forest Laboratories, a New York-based company. To give it some scale, has about a fifth of the U.S. sales of Pfizer. Yet, Forest is outspending Pfizer about 5-1 on promotional speakers during the first quarter of 2012, and that's because it doesn't spend money on other advertising. Are you seeing a trend where some pharmaceutical companies are saying our marketing money is better spent on doctors who speak on behalf around the country rather than on print or TV advertising?
Well, it's interesting. I think that there was an assumption that once you started to see some of these companies begin reporting their payments to physicians, you'd be able to notice trends across the industry. But I think what you're finding is that it very much varies based on the individual drug company. So you take a company like Pfizer or another major company like AstraZeneca, and you see that they are, you know, having some of their products go off patent, and that's affecting their sales, it's affecting their the size of their operation. And so they're cutting back on the speakers that they use to promote their products. You see other drugs like Forest, which is earlier in their drug pipeline, meaning that they have more drugs that are sort of newer, that are still on patent, and they're spending a lot more for doctors. So it's so variable. I think we expected to see trends, and the trends aren't really jumping out at the moment.
Now, the concern is that the money will affect how doctors prescribe this medication. What do doctors and drug companies say about a charge like that?
Well, there's been quite a bit of research that shows that even things as small as a pen or a trinket does affect a doctor's attitude about a drug company and its products. And so companies and physicians say that these are educational talks, that they're talking about approved uses of medications, and that doctors are very busy in their day-to-day lives. And so they don't have the time to read all of the medical journal articles about new drugs, and they rely on their peers for this information.
Now, your story also mentions the North American Center for Continuing Education, which is based in New Jersey. Now, this is an organization that runs courses that doctors need to take in order to keep their licenses. But what else have you found about them?
Well, they run something, they purchase something called the Psychiatric and Mental Health Congress, and they run this. This is an opportunity for physicians, as you mentioned, to get continuing medical education credits. The steering committee of this Congress is made up of three of the doctors who made individually more than $500,000 speaking and consulting for pharmaceutical companies in our database. So they, you know, they receive the money directly from the pharmaceutical companies to deliver speeches and to consult with the companies, but they're also providing continuing medical education courses through this Congress, and those are sort of separate from the payments that are being disclosed here.
Charles Ornstein, a senior reporter with ProPublica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.